the music business is not about the music. It's about business, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, man, but I think that the human race is a hell of a lot more sophisticated than, I don't know, Miley Cyrus or what's his face, Justin Bieber. I think what was this? Thomas Sheridan once said, you remember when Angelina Jolie had her breasts amputated?
Definitely. I talked a lot about this.
And then Thomas Sheridan comes out and he says, just in case Justin Bieber releases a new album, I'm going to have my ears amputated.
Well, I think that's fair. I think any no doctor in the world would refuse him that, I think.
People are just freaking retarded,
yeah.
Right? And that's because scumbaggery is in control of all the media, and they're brainwashing everybody with mass culture.
Mm.
And this is also the reason why a lot of people, good people, thinking people, what little there are of us left, are turning to radio and shows like this, Ben.
Yeah.
Because they're sick to death of it, just like all the rest of us, you know?
Mm.
Have you ever hung around with somebody? Like, imagine if all of these TV stars and so on and so forth that are so vacuous and so pathetic and so in your face and so crazy were actually right here with you. You'd get really effed off with them quite quickly, wouldn't you?
Definitely.
And probably tell them to eff off out of my effing house in a rather aggressive fashion. And at that point, people would indeed get the message that this stuff that you're seeing on television, this thing that you're removed from, is actually real. It's going on somewhere. And by imbibing in it, much like a bad drug, you're supporting the dealer who is pimping that stuff out to you, yo.
Yeah. I mean, it's remarkable, Vinny. I mean, I've changed my breakfast habits lately. I mean, I live in a house, shared accommodation. There's a lounge just outside the door, and everyone has the TV on in the morning with the news on. And I used to sit there and used to eat them. I mean, I used to try to ignore it, and I know it's crap, and I used to try to ignore it, and it got to the point where I was thinking, okay, I'm ignoring it, I'm fine. But now I've started eating in my bedroom, and I feel a lot better. I really, simply not being in front of it, it has some energetic quality that even someone who's aware that it's all crap is influenced by it and is attacked on a psychic level or psychological level.
Well, the brain doesn't have any firewalls, okay? Mm. You can put a thought into somebody's mind very easily and that they won't have a choice about whether or not they see the image or hear the word in a way. For example, naked breasts. Now, see, instantly an image comes up, and there's no possibility that image won't come up because your mind doesn't have any protection from it. So the same principle applies. If they start telling you about war and genocide and murder and all of these other sorts of annoying, frustrating, miserable things that are going on all around the world that you really, really hate, you get all that murder and that hate and that war and everything seeded into your brain.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make you feel good.
I know. I wish I could... I don't have a proper... Well, I do have a door closed now, but, I mean, it's like... these people, my housemates, I just sometimes wish they wear earphones or something. You know what I mean? It's like...
Sometimes, actually, the solution is to not live with anybody else. It's an expensive prospect, though. Having any kind of like privacy and being able to live your own life with your own rules in your own house, kind of thing. And it's a freedom that most people are basically no longer privy to.
Yeah.
Everybody's going through such hard financial times that it's impossible to buy a house, let alone actually wind up living in it alone without having to rent it out to goodness knows who that you have to deal with for about 25 years while you pay the damn thing off. And then at the end of it, they can just take your house anyway for one missed payment, even if you've paid off 99% of the house.
Well, that's right. You have to pay off this empty, fresh air fiat currency. I mean, it's like... And no one ever, very few people actually question that, unfortunately, which is a shame. But It's real. This fiat money does such terrible damage to us, so on psychologically as well as physically. It does terrible damage. It really does.
Yeah. It's the slave mentality. Now, I understand through my birth certificate, through the voting process, through the way the government rules this land, that I am a slave. And there's no freaking escaping that reality. Even if I did my birth certificate and got my claim of right and so on and so forth, I'm still a slave because they can just take me whenever they want, hold me without trial and solitary confinement. That's not being free at all. So we're all going to be slaves forever until we start to eliminate the slave mentality from our minds. I think it's once you start thinking like a slave, that's when you really are one. All right?
Yes,
all of us are slaves by default, but it's the mentality of a slave that is far worse than just the physical reality of being one. You know what I'm saying?
It's very, very true, yeah. I mean, did you see that photo that was going around Facebook the other day? It was a picture of a horse, a big strong horse, and he was tied to a plastic chair that was just loose in the garden. And it said underneath, it made the point you did, that basically the main obstacle to overcoming slavery and finding freedom is inside our own minds. It's our perception of ourselves.
Yeah, well, that's like Pavlov's dogs, man, or... not Pavlov's dogs. There was some kind of experiment where they'd electrocute dogs in a cage with the door closed, and so the dog would keep trying to escape, and then they'd open the door after the dog stops trying to escape and then started electroshocking him again, and the dog wouldn't try and escape, believing that it wasn't a possibility.
Yep.
Just like elephants in the wild. First, they tie the little elephant to a big metal rod, and it tries and tries and tries and breaks free, but the metal rod just don't give. It's buried too deep. And then, after the elephant stops trying, in order to lash him down again, all you got to do is put a tent peg down in the ground and attach a little weak piece of rope to it, and the elephant won't even try to escape.
Yeah.
It could rip it out even by moving in the wrong direction for half a second.
Yeah, and there's a good example actually of this very, very thing from the World War II. It was the Japanese labor camps, which involved many Allied prisoners. And who used a slave labor in the Japanese Empire, and of course they were treated incredibly brutally. There was vicious torture. They were forced to watch executions, beheadings, and things like this. And when these camps, at the end of the war, when these prisoners were released, they refused to leave their cells. Some of them, not this didn't affect every single one, but this affected a lot of them. They refused to leave their cells, and in some cases, the Allied forces had to move in and actually sedate the prisoners to carry them out of the cells, which is a very, very sad situation. But that's actually what happened. They, in a sense, they couldn't live without it. They couldn't. And in a sense, I wonder if that's the
case. It's like getting institutionalized. Think about that. If the world is a prison, does that mean all its residents are currently getting institutionalized, thinking that they need those bars, that they need that routine, that they need those guards to tell you what to do in the morning. They need somebody to give them permission to piss.